On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, so set your phones as a reminder. It's very important you don't miss the show. But if you do, you can go to KSRO.com, where we have all of our podcasts up. Well, not all. That's a big statement because we've done like over 200 and some odd shows.
It's a lot of shows.
I'm going to have to go with some odd for a while because I don't know. I haven't counted.
I don't know. I haven't counted either.
You haven't counted either?
No.
Yeah. That's okay. We just know around the State of the Union is our anniversary. Yeah. So, of course, Michelle Marquis is our producer and friend and longtime co-host of the show.
Yep.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Good. Awesome. I feel like the seasons are changing.
They are.
And not just the seasons in the air and the calendar seasons, but the seasons of the real estate and mortgage market. You like that segue?
That was really good. I like how you did that.
I'm pretty happy about that. there's just so much happening. It's a very dynamic market. So that's what the show really addresses, right, Michelle? We talk about the macro and micro economics of buying and selling real estate, but we also talk about all the factors that influence those things and those decisions. I've got a really great guest, a good friend of mine, Adrian Roach, in studio. He's with W Real Estate, one of the top realtors in the county. Adrian, thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Adrian, you and I took a little field trip today.
We did.
And tell our listeners what we just did. It was pretty cool.
Well, we shot over to Coffee Park, went and met Giles Rutherford, the program director over there, who's nice. He was nice enough to take us via golf cart, which was an experience.
Quite the experience. I'm not sure OSHA would approve. I didn't have a seatbelt in the back.
No seatbelt, no hard hats.
No hard hats. That's all right, Giles. You were a good conversationalist, though.
Yep, definitely. And they've got three models that we were able to tour, and great product. Those homes, all the way from, they've got three models where you've got standard finishes in that single story, which is about 1,300 square feet. Mm-hmm. And then the middle one, which has got kind of the upgrades that most of their clients have been choosing. And then you've got the biggest single story, which is just over 1,700 square feet and had some very, very nice finishes.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Had two masters in the front and then one in the back. So that was a unique layout.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a nice touch. Those bedrooms were huge. And then
we learned about the peas. They don't mess with the peas of the backyard.
Yeah.
The patio, pergolas. What else was this guy rattled off like six peas that you have as features in your backyard.
Patios, pergolas.
Pools.
Pools.
Yep, that was one. It was all peas.
I was very impressed.
Play
sets. we never thought of that.
I never thought of that. We've both been doing this for about the same time, me and Adrian, over 15 years, and I've never heard someone say, we don't want to mess with the peas, though, too many.
Yeah.
My take was, I was impressed with all the builders. You know, Synergy, friends of mine there doing a great job as well. Gallagher Homes, who we just toured with, and that's what we're talking about. Right. And then there are a lot of independent builders out there, all with their signs, you know, letting them know that it's in construction. And lots of houses are recently going up.
Yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things to see is, you know, coming from, you know, and coming up on the anniversary where, you know, just total devastation, you know, everybody referenced, it looked like a war zone, to what it looks like today. You know, you see sticks coming out of the ground, you see in, you know, complete homes, kind of running the gambit, but just the resiliency of Santa Rosa coming back.
What I noticed was the orientation of all the houses is not as cohesive as a new development would be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have the same setbacks necessarily. You have some houses are twisted a little on the, and the other. We saw an uber modern house.
Yeah.
It looked like it was two modulars on top of each other to me, but it wasn't custom.
Yeah. The one thing that really stuck out was it looks like it's going to have a fantastic patio on like a rooftop patio almost.
Yeah. That's what that,
cool.
Yeah. So if you just joined us, Adrian Roach of W Real Estate's in studio and a friend of the show, friend of mine. We're going to talk with Adrian today about a few things, including a listing he's got. I'm also going to talk about what's happening in the marketplace. You know, I had Mike Kelly on last week, and Mike brought some stats in, which we didn't really cover in detail. So I'm going to use some of that material to talk with Adrian about, because Mike would certainly not have a problem with that. It's public data that is important in understanding the change of the seasons that I'm talking about. And I think that there's a divergence coming. There's been a divergence, and now there's an intersection coming where you have interest rates and home prices kind of meeting at a point where people can maybe afford them instead of just getting away from them and out of reach. We're seeing a softening, right, Adrian?
Yeah, definitely seeing a softening in the market where, you know, as we were talking in the car on the way over, I was just able to get some buyers into contract where there was no competition.
Mm-hmm.
We got in under the list price.
Wait a second. There weren't like 18 buyers?
No. Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Right?
And the sellers were going, wait, what? What?
Yeah. And you know, saw the property on Friday. Of course, the listing agent told us, you know, we're going to hold off on offers till after the open house. So we waited through the weekend and, you know, came Sunday night, actually Monday morning, and, you know, talked to the listing agent. I'll keep you informed if there's any activity.
Yeah, they're going to drag their feet on 3 days to respond, right?
So, nope, I'm sitting there, yes, in the background,
right.
You know, on mute, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, thankfully there was no competition when we submitted. We got it under list price, and, you know, we're off to the races.
And that's, you know, why that could be, Adrian, is I've got the stats here from August of 17 to August of 18. 14% increase in active or showable listings. Do you feel that in the marketplace? That's inventory.
Oh, yeah. Definitely see that in the marketplace where, you know, I've had people just eyeing the marketplace for a long time going, yeah, nothing really excites me, or, you know, I'll just wait till the right one comes along. Well, we're seeing a lot more to choose from now. And, you know, as a seller, you know, you've got to think about, you know, there's going to be competition. My clients that I was just talking about, mm-hmm. thankfully we got their home sold originally, before, you know, cause they were a contingent buyer.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed the whole process. We've kind of been ongoing for the last couple of years,
yeah.
But we got their home sold. They're in a comfortable position, got their renting their own home back, and we were able to go in with a non-contingent offer.
That's great.
But with their home, there was two of the other same exact models in Vintage Greens up in Windsor that had come on. So we definitely experienced, you know, competition.
Mm-hmm. And does softening of the market, well, let me ask you, what we hear this term, it's thrown around a lot lately, the market is softening. No one really defines what they mean by market, and they don't really define what they mean by softening. What would you, as an industry professional, what do you mean when you say the market is softening?
By the market softening, kind of what I was just hitting on is there's definitely more competition. So take your individual house, you know, think of your neighbors in, you know, in your general vicinity,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And, you know, somebody either with the same floor plan or very similar square footage mm-hmm. is thinking the same thing you are.
Yep.
So if you're thinking about selling.
Right.
So there's a lot more competition if you're a listing agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the buying side, it's, you know, swinging a little more towards the buyer's market where, you know, you don't have to, you know, experience 18 offers. You may be the only offer. You may be able to get something for under list price. So factors are, you know, swinging to where, you know, the buyers have a little more of an advantage.
Yeah, they have an advantage. And what is that? I think what that translates to is you've got more negotiating power. You have
Correct.
The ability to call some of the shots in the terms of the contract.
Right.
And you're not stuck beholden to what the seller or the listing agent say you must do.
Exactly.
And I think we also are probably going to finally get away from these nasty things that, gosh, I can't believe we get away with these in this business. Highest and best.
Yeah.
You know, you get a couple good offers in, and then the listing agent, you know, if they feel it's best for their client, will send out a response to both saying, give me your highest and best offer.
Right.
God, that can really just be tough.
Yeah. And as a buyer, you're just, you know, what am I going to have to give up to get this house?
Right. And so we have the normalization that's occurring. We also are starting to see that interest rates are rising. Today, I read a headline from CNBC, and they're saying that total mortgage application volume increased by 1.6% last week compared to the previous week. Essentially, more people are applying for mortgages. The reason for that is because of rising interest rates, and people are worried that they're going to miss the opportunity to catch the right rate for them. I want to add some perspective to that. So we have reached the highest point in 7 years for interest rates. So I was telling you, Adrian, that a home that we had purchased 7 years ago and just recently sold, we got at 4.875, and that was the prevailing rate. Today, it's about the prevailing rate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a client come to me. She's very astute, very intelligent, works at a law firm, say that she read that the average interest rate was 4.4%. What does that mean? It's kind of like when we're defining softening market. What are the variables that go into that? And so I really, you know, I hope I educated and explained interest rates to her. I believe I did because she stuck with me. And, you know, she's in the high fours because that's just where the rates are at. So you have this opportunity, Adrian. I think we're seeing where buyers are going, I think it's time to jump in.
Right.
Do you agree? Is this the time or should they wait?
I'm always under the philosophy that the correct time is when you're ready. But taking into consideration these factors that are happening right now, you know, interest rates have been and are going up.
Yeah.
So you've got to think about your purchasing power as those rise.
Yes. You know? A half a percent in an interest rate can really affect your payment and your qualifying. We see a lot of people in Sonoma County struggling to qualify it at the ceilings right. of debt ratio.
Exactly.
Wages aren't going up. They really aren't. Not with the rate of inflation and inflation of home prices.
Right.
So it is a good time, I think. So if you folks want to work with a great real estate agent, I've got Adrian Roach here at W to send you to. He's fantastic. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 707-292-6774. Search me out on social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Well-known guy. Really great guy. Really great local family guy. Offices in Windsor, but works all over.
Yep, correct.
We're going to come back, go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this incredible listing that's about to go live with Adrian on Willowside Road. You're going to want to stick around for this. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Yeah, we're back. Thanks for joining us today. Started off the show pretty strong and talking about what's happened in Coffee Park. Again, thanks to the guys and gals over there at Gallagher Homes. Really have their act together. I was thinking while we were cruising around, I'm here with Adrian Roach of W Real Estate, by the way. We're cruising around in the golf cart looking at three model homes and really kind of amazed at the success in rebuilding that's happening out there, Michelle.
Yeah.
And I was cruising around realizing how quickly Gallagher put together a team and a business plan to help rebuild our community. And so did others. So did Synergy. I mentioned them before. Friends of mine that own Synergy. Great group of responsible builders.
Yeah.
They basically came to the call and said, okay, we're going to figure out a way to help people out. Kind of like herding cats, right? I mean, if there's so many different properties that are in different states of rebuild, how do you catch each one at the right state of redevelopment and meeting the demand of the homeowner and all the stress? What was your impressions?
They've got, I mean, it was, like you said, kind of a whole program that they put together. I think they really listened to the community as, you know, kind of the needs that were out there, put it all together where... Yeah. You know, they've got a finished product that we can go see now. We kind of talked about that on the way over, where it's nice to actually be able to go out to the models, see what you're going to get, see the finishes, everything like that. But they also, you know, the social media presence that they have out there, mm-hmm. you know, everything else to where they can walk a client through, you know,
yeah.
the initial stages, you know, all the way to the end.
Yeah, so which is like, complicated.
Yeah, very complicated.
Michelle, the attention to detail we saw was tremendous. Were they every floor they said has heated master bath floor?
Yeah, one of their standards is heated master bathroom floors.
The cabinetry, and I don't remember if this was an option or not, had the soft closed drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soft closed cabinets.
It just felt like a nice new home. And I said this to Giles Rutherford, who was our host, showing us these homes. I said, these homes are so much nicer than a lot of the homes lost. And how awesome that must be, considering what those people went through and are going through today and will for some time, to be able to trust that they have a new house. Right. Really nice.
Brand new home to go to.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
You know, nothing's ever been used. You know, that's got to be at least a great feeling to come out of, you know, probably what is the most traumatic experience of your life.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of that silver lining.
Yeah. And I think all the building is going to give people that feeling. Mm-hmm. It was nice for me to experience it because we talk about it. I knew homes were going up. Of course, I've flown over it, you know, landing or taking off in Sonoma County Airport, at Sonoma County Airport. But then to actually get in there and see the attention to detail that folks will get to experience is really tremendous. So speaking of attention to detail, you really have a listing that is dialed in, and it's going to hit the market very soon. Tell our listeners about it.
We are looking to hit the market hopefully sooner rather than later, get some of the paperwork out of the way and the formalities. But yeah, 1722 Willowside Road over in Santa Rosa. It's a 2,300 square foot Spanish Mediterranean style home. So got the stucco, mm-hmm. The tile roof. It's three bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and the bedrooms are nice, large bedrooms. And out of the master suite, one of my favorite features is the vineyard views. Mm. So it's easterly vineyard views. You get sunrise coming over the vines. Pretty amazing sight.
Yeah.
The lot itself is 7.25 acres. I'm sorry. Five of those are planted with Pinot, and those are contracted out to two different wineries right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other cool features is there's about a 1,500 square foot detached workshop, and that's
you know, huge.
Yeah,
that's huge. The size of a house.
Yeah, yes, definitely. It's actually, yeah, thinking about it, it's about the size of the two of the homes that we saw today.
Yeah, I think so. Put together.
So yeah, room for toys or, you know, yeah. kind of whatever you'd have in mind.
What's it listed for?
It's going to be $1,649,000.
Right. Okay. And so I did some math on that. You can get your home loan payment. It's going to be about $6,500 if you put 20% down. That does not include the taxes and insurance. Most people at this level don't include taxes and insurance with their monthly payment. Right. They pay them themselves.
Yeah.
And that's simply because it's a lot of money to outlay every month when folks of buying at this level generally have savings and they can just pay when they want to.
Yeah, one of the nice things that they can, you know, kind of think about too and, you know, play with the numbers a little bit is, you know, those vines being contracted out could mm-hmm. be a possible source
some
of
income. Cash flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It adds a new schedule to your taxes, your Schedule F for farm income. So we can make loans on property like this even when there's actually a vineyard. It gets a little complicated when the vineyard takes up so much of the total acreage because this is 5 acres of vineyard, right?
Correct.
So that's where we use more of a portfolio lending program, not your standard Fannie Mae because this exceeds that amount anyways. But plenty of local lenders like Bay Equity Home Loans, we offer programs to our borrowers where they can purchase this type of, we call it a hobby vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it gentle person's vineyard. So it's a great way to participate in the viticulture of Sonoma County without having to really worry about managing it because the leases are on it.
Right.
And the leases basically mean they're going to take care of the vineyards for you. And then there's profit sharing of some kind.
Yep.
All those agreements are unique. So is this the kind of property we're going to have private showings?
Actually, the property is vacant, so we can, you know, show it at any time. So it's nice to have that flexibility mm-hmm. where, you know, if you're at work late and, you know, want to go see it,
yeah,
we can jump out there.
And how do people get a hold of you, Adrian Roach with W Real Estate?
They can call me at 707-292-6774. Again, that number, 707-292-6774.
Okay, cool. And I imagine you'll have this online at some point. So
yes, we will.
People will be able to find that.
Yeah, if they want to reach out to me, I've got a whole marketing package available now. But as soon as we hit live on the MLS, so actually your listeners are hearing about this first.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, they'll be able to find it online and go from there.
You know, Michelle, we're a serious radio show.
Yes,
and
we are.
We do have serious opportunities to break news. Breaking news. Well, I'm glad you shared that with our listeners, because our listeners are always looking for an opportunity to get an edge. And I think the information we give does give people an edge. But knowing about upcoming listings and being first to look at it, there's no doubt that this property is going to be a hot commodity. So, folks, if you do want to see it, give Adrian a call. Again, what's your number?
707-292-6774.
Cool.
One more time. It's 707-292-6774.
Thank you. Adrian's info is also on our Facebook page. I want to drive people to that. Like the page if you like the show, or you go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Adrian, I want to finish the show talking about the opportunity that buyers have in today's market. And I think we talk a lot about first-time home buyers and move-up buyers, and that's where folks are selling their house and moving to a new house. Investors should be looking and paying attention again, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I think the with the climate change of the market, like we were just talking about earlier, opens up a good opportunity again where, you know, people who didn't think about, or it was too expensive out here to think about investment properties, you know, might have the opportunity again. And why not keep your dollars local? And also, if you're going to invest, you've got a rental in your backyard, you could check on it a lot easier than you can if you're out of state or out of the area.
Mm-hmm. I highly discourage anyone from owning real estate that you can't drive to. I've been doing this long enough to see people fail at owning investment property. And one of the main causes of that failure is neglect or not paying attention or paying property management fees because you're not there. And don't have a relationship with your tenants. You have, my family has been in real estate and lending. I'm a third generation broker. And one of the lessons I learned early on is to develop a relationship with your tenants as an investor, because you want your tenants to feel comfortable telling you about that leak they see coming down the bathroom wall.
Yeah.
And they're not really sure why it's there, but they thought they should call and tell me. And then you open up and find out that you have a leak from the upstairs bathroom that will create tens of thousands of dollars in damage if you don't fix it.
Yeah.
Right. So having a relationship, being in a local investor is really key. You help people that are investors all the time, I imagine.
Definitely.
What are some of the things you look at when you're in the eyes of an investor with the investor? What are some of the key important features of property that would be good for them?
And in real estate, as it always goes, location.
Yeah. You know,
location, location, location.
Sure.
And then after that, the numbers. You know, the numbers always have to make sense.
If the cash looking, flow, right?
Yep, exactly. So the numbers always have to make sense. So, you know, there's a little more that goes into it, you know, kind of behind the scenes than, you know, jumping in the car and going to take a look at properties.
And getting pre-approved is a big part of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Bay Equity, what we do is we give you a total cost analysis. So if you're an investor that wants to look at how this property is going to benefit you and your family and your real estate holdings and how you're going to grow with that, we give you this whole entire presentation that lets you see those numbers. And that presentation can evolve. It's just a link that we give people. And as we update it, they can see it change in front of their eyes. Cash flow is a big thing. And Sonoma County has amazingly strong rents.
Right.
Which is it's expensive to live here. And that's something we tackle all the time in this county. But as an investor, I've said this before, Michelle, I think we have a responsibility to work as a local investor to make a renting affordable and available.
Right. Yeah.
We can't rely on the county and city solely, and even the voters as an aggregate, to solve housing problems. There has plenty of housing here. We need to figure out how to make it available. And make it somewhat affordable, building granny units,
yep.
adding a fourth bedroom. Lots of people convert garages and add a bedroom, and mm-hmm. and they can do it legally as long as they meet the zoning requirements of that lot.
Yeah.
Just basically infilling, right?
Yeah. And I think the nice thing, too, is, you know, since the fires with the city and the county being a little more relaxed on those ADUs, You know, they're allowing, and you know, it's a little less hoops to jump through to allow
that. It
is.
Yeah, they're moving quick. Yeah. And I commend the city and county for that. Well, we are starting to run out of time, folks. I'm George Adair, and if you need to get a custom home loan quote for refinancing, pulling cash, pay off those high credit cards, or if you want to look at leveraging your assets to buy more real estate in what's appearing to be more of a buyer's market, give me a call at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. I want to thank Adrian Roach with W Real Estate, my friend, my compadre.
Thanks for having me.
Coming on in.
Always a pleasure to be here.
All right, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday. Thanks again. Be good.